Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, other than governor, are there even any other Republicans on our state ballot?
Well, they are. They're down ballot. They're running for a variety of offices, including attorney general and such. But as you point out, it's largely, down and pretty much quiet. And that's because under the party system, the new open primary system, they didn't even make the final cut in the U.S. Senate race. So it's a Democrat versus Democrat. Superintendent of Public Education, Democrat versus Democrat. Lieutenant Governor, Democrat versus Democrat. And we're in a state insurance race. We have a former Republican, Stephen Poizner, who has turned around and become an independent, I think in the hopes of hoping to get in there on his own rather than with the party.
Hey, when you get down to, Secretary of State and Controller, you do have Republicans, but they're both running against heavily entrenched Democratic incumbents. But of course, this shouldn't be such a big shock given the voter registration numbers for Republicans in California. They keep shrinking.
Well, it's down to 25% compared to 44 Democratic, but the largest growing one is those who say they're neither, and that represents about 27%. Now, you could capture it together and win. That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger did. He was a Republican, but he sort of ran as an independent outside the party. Now, why are the Democrats also in such, good shape, at least in California? And one of the reasons is the party structure. They have it. Democratic politics, it's 365 days a year, 24/7. You have very active labor unions. You have very active special interest groups like the Sierra Club. You even have groups like the Chamber of Commerce and other things like that that would possibly be, more Republican bent, but they know where the odds are, and the odds are on the Democratic side. Also, just getting visibility, guys, in the state of California is so tough. I mean, it is a huge state. Gavin Newsom, everybody knows him. John Cox is having a tough time as a Republican even getting known. Javier Becerra, Attorney General, he wasn't a household name before Jerry Brown appointed him, but he's managed to make it onto KCBS pretty regularly, in part because of his move to resist Donald Trump. That leaves his Republican opponent, Steve Bailey, out there with not much to work with. And speaking of what you work with, a lot of times it's like mailers and things like that that flood your mailbox, and usually the Democrats, you work as a unit, and they pitch their money together, and they get their faith and names out there through that medium, whereas the Republicans are still struggling. They are not a party that's in business all the time. They tend to come together during elections, and in this new world of huge media markets, I just don't think that they get the recognition. That's why the best way to become a Republican is to either become independent or be a big celebrity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.